favorite wardrobe change, menu change, beverage change, the change of seasons on Living Today. And we are so excited right now because we are surrounded by royalty, by a deity, actually from the world of the gods. The party goddess joins us here live and in person, Marlene Major, to talk with us about Halloween party ideas, share our inspirations with Marley as well, because Marley, we learn back and forth all the time.
Yeah.
Marley Major, how are you?
Good. I'm so glad to be here. It's so nice to actually see you face to face as opposed to just like dialing for dollars with you.
But
you know?
We always have a fantastic visit.
We
and we
do.
Always we want to thank you because we learn so much from you.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you. Well, I was just having a lunch meeting and I was talking about how I said I just love Mario and every time we come up with these great things, and I'm still thinking of the avocado cotton candy we talked about three shows ago, which I still have to make, and I'm like, I gotta find that cotton candy machine.
And we learned so much from you about, you know, really researching what we're doing when it comes to an event, the history of it,
yeah.
Conversation points. It
yeah.
adds that whole other depth, and they cost, let's see, $0.
Yeah. And I'm somebody that I love the, you know, party chit chat, but, mm-hmm. you know, I think so many, especially Martha Shore listeners, you're educated, so you want to have a little more, hey, how did that come about? Mm-hmm. Where did we get that, you know, trend? Or where did we get, how did, you know, what happened in history that mm-hmm. brought us to this point? I think it just makes it so much more interesting.
I agree, and I thank you again for that. And I learned something from Bette Midler last night
yeah.
I'd like to share with
what?
Everybody. It's a feeling I got from her more than anything.
Yeah.
When you are entertaining, when you have people over, she really is so wonderful at, she makes you feel like you're the only person in the room.
And that is the most important point about hosting events, I cannot tell you enough, is that the hostess or somebody has to greet the guests when they come in. They have to make them feel comfortable and sort of, you know, we've talked about this, about showing them around, like, here's the bar, here's this, can I take your coat, introduce you to a friend, because the hostess really sets the whole tone. And if you get there and she's kind of chilly and unavailable, you're sort of like, was my invitation mismarked?
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
why am I here? You know,
and that eye contact.
That
is
eye
so
contact is huge, and just making sure that the guests feel comfortable, because it doesn't matter how confident you are going into a party, you're not always totally comfortable. Mm-hmm. You don't know if you're going to know anybody or if they're there yet or. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing.
Having a mini visit with everyone.
Having a mini visit with everybody. It's really crucial.
Marlene Major is here, the CEO of the Party Goddess. Call and ask any question that you want to share with us, your entertaining ideas. 866-675-6675. Make sure you visit thepartygoddess.com. So, haunting season. I mean, happy October the 1st.
Is it October, Mario?
Naomi and I were just talking about it. You know, Naomi didn't let me know that today was October 1st. Can you believe that?
Naomi's going to need to be replaced. Chris, did you know it's October 1st?
I had no idea. Nobody told me.
It was a secret. We didn't want to let you know. You know, it's both the surprise, but happy October 1st, Mario.
Thank you, Chris. And it's quite a heads up for us. That, say, for example, one of my favorite holidays, as well as Martha's and everybody's,
is
Halloween is here, really.
I love it, and I'm so excited because I was thinking last year when I was on, I think it was the day before Halloween or Halloween itself, and I thought, oh, my gosh, Mario, there's so many great things, but we need, like, a little bit of lead time. So now we can, you know, kind of gallop into Halloween all totally prepared. So.
Let's gallop in like the head. Of horsemen,
yes,
for
ready,
Halloween
ready
costumes
to go.
And all.
There's tons.
What are your inspirations for Halloween this year?
Well, here's the deal. We do a big Halloween party for a particular client every year. This year we've got a couple of them. And Halloween is a tricky event to
Pardon
entertain.
The expression.
Yes, sorry. Yeah, that's a good one. Sorry, tricky. But here's why it's tricky, because it's everybody thinks orange and black, and then they think, you know, skulls and bones and stuff like that, and you can kind of get in a rut, especially if you're somebody that entertains every year. So my challenge is to do something really different every year. So one of the things that we've come up with is to really theme it out. And so not just think orange and black and skeletons, but pick an element of Halloween. Like this year, one of our parties is going to be all monsters, like everything to do with monsters. And I'm actually taking inspiration from that kid's book, Where the Wild Things Are,
mm-hmm.
because it's all these different monsters, and you think, wow, there's so many ways to do monsters. And if you do monsters, like the costumes, the decor, you get all shades of gray and black, and then a little bit of, you know, vibrant neon green, and then you can do eyeballs and stuff in the drinks and really interesting things. And it doesn't have to just be about, okay, hi, here's a rat, and here's a carved pumpkin.
Boo.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
So it has another depth, another level.
It has another depth and has another level, and there are just so many more interesting things you can do. And then you can say, hey, listen, you have to come as your favorite monster, or you name all the different food, different elements of different monsters, or decaying monsters, parts, and all that stuff. I mean, it just makes it much more exciting and rich and kind of takes it to another level. So,
and it could be a fun, non-scary monster if there are children.
Exactly. Well, that the book, Where the Wild Things Are, I mean, you just make it so that it's not as, you know, bloody, and we don't need the cadavers, and you can still have one eye, but the
macabre, the eerie.
Right. You have to, you know, work with your audience. So, yeah, if they're 2 and 3-year-olds, let's not have the dagger through the head and, you know, the eyeballs hanging out.
Just a little bit shivers up the spine.
Yeah, shivers up the spine, and, you know, I always love things at Halloween parties where, you know, you have the eyes closed, and kids love this, where the eyes are blindfolded, and they get to put their hands in the jar, and they decide, like, is this brains, and it's really spaghetti, or something like that, and they've got to decide what it is, and they love that.
Marty, that's
what you do at home.
A great idea for grown-ups, too, though.
It is, because you try to have them guess what it is they've got their hands in, so you're like, okay, this is brains, and really, it's just, you know, cauliflower soaking, and then you put vinegar, it makes, you know, smells and all these interesting things, and then, yeah, it's pretty much endless. The red Jell-O goes for the blood and nastiness and all
of that. I know we have a lot of other wonderful ideas too, but let's talk about music.
Okay.
For Halloween, what comes to mind for you?
Well, I love the takes on the old kind of the traditional things. I mean, don't just get the CDs that
Monster Mash,
Monster Mash and things like that. But there's so many great renditions these days, and you can download a lot of those onto your iPod, and then have your iPod, you know, play onto your stereo. But the key thing that I always tell people with music is to make sure to do it ahead of time. Whatever you do, do not wait for the music till the day of, and then go, oh my goodness, what are we going to play?
There are people that you may or may not know that have done that are raising their hands right now that may have been guilty of that. Me.
Mario Buscar.
I have done that.
Well, and here's the thing, is we spend so much time thinking about all the foods that we can prepare ahead of time. Heads up, the music you can do a week ahead of time without it going bad.
And it's something that's so elemental and so important to your celebration. Say, for example, Halloween, you say in the facts that you shared with us, which we can share with our guests, is it really second in consumer spending to Christmas?
Yeah. Is that? But you can kind of see why. Though, because people get very into their costumes. If it's Halloween, it's very easy to just put your costume on, go have a cocktail at a restaurant, or go to a party. You get into all the trick-or-treat stuff. I mean, you're going to tell a kid, okay, hi, we're not celebrating Halloween this year? No. So what do? It doesn't matter if it's your apartment or your house. Your door's got to have cobwebs and spiders and all that stuff. So people get into it, and I think it's just kind of a way to lighten up. I think especially it's going to be huge this year because the economy is kind of starting to come back, and I think people are looking for an excuse to just have a good time.
Let off some steam.
Lighten up, exactly.
Sure. Or let off some dry ice, because Naomi, our supervising producer, Naomi Gabe, is so into dry ice this year. Marley, there have been dry ice experiments in our office.
Yes, well, and okay, have we talked about the dry ice before? I love dry ice, because you put it in the cocktails, and you're totally good. I mean, people think, oh my God, I'm going to die. Well, I wouldn't put a huge chunk of it, but we'll make martinis and put in a little tiny piece of dry ice, and it just, you know, goes.
Does it have to be like a food grade type of dry ice or any would work?
This is scary to admit, but no, we just get it from the regular ice company or from the market, and we just plop a little, you know, you can take it comes in big chunks, so you can take a little, or like a screwdriver or something, and just get little pieces off and put it in the drink, but it's really fun. You can also put it in your punch, like if you're just doing with kids and you don't want the full on martini situation.
Well, that's going to be something we can try this year. Also, pumpkins. There's the traditional, the classic, the ages, Marley, the pumpkin carving. What's the party goddess's idea?
Okay, lately, I love pumpkin carving, but here again, sometimes when you carve them, they start to go bad. You know, they start to go south from that point. So one of the things I love these days is the decals on everything. And there are great websites where you can get these decals. And you can have somebody make them for you, but there's kind of an artist collaborative called Etsy.com, and you can get, do you know Etsy?
Yes.
It's so cool because it's all individual artists.
I know they're friends of Martha Stewart Living and Weddings.
Oh, they are?
Especially, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I love them because everything has kind of got this homespun feel, and I love that way you don't have to carve the pumpkins. It's great for the kids. They can put these decals on, make them as scary or not as scary as you want, so I love that. That's
all right, so
thing.
Decals, you could also maybe have a decal decorating contest.
Absolutely.
I don't know why I'm all about contests for Halloween.
See, but I'm all about contests. Well, it's because, you know, competitive. Being a dog. Yeah, but we're like, let's have a contest. Who can win? I mean, what was your contest last year for the cupcakes? You were Elvis or something, right?
I was, what would I do? The cupcake Elvis, all yeah. shook cupcake.
And it was awesome. But did you win? Who won?
Paul, the producer for whatever with Alexis
like
and Jennifer. We love Paul.
Well, I mean, but you didn't win. I voted for you. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And we love Paul. He did a fabulous cupcake. But I will try again next time.
Okay, now, wait. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you or do any of our listeners know, there used to be this great black vodka that you could get called Blavod, B-L-A-V-O-D. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
Have you heard of that, Chris, or Naomi,
but,
or anybody? I have not.
We would be able to get it. And then all of a sudden, and it was awesome because you could use this black vodka and mix it, like make it like a, what is the vodka and orange juice drink, like a screwdriver or something. So you have this layer of black vodka, and then you put orange juice on top of it, and it would be this great orange and black concoction. And all of a sudden, we couldn't really find black vodka.
We'll have to go on the hunt, and we could rename it, call it Dracula's
yeah,
Spike or something.
Yeah, something funky. Wonderful. Put a little bit of dry ice. Down.
Speaking of beverages, you say there's something that could translate lemonade into Goulade?
Yeah, well, I love that. Okay. So if you have kids, obviously you're not going to make it alcoholic. But if you don't care, then love doing adding all the gummy worms, gummy eyeballs. There are, you know, gumballs that actually have the eyeballs on them. Put one of those in. And then, of course, the other thing is take food coloring and color the ice black. Like, use black food coloring and color the ice.
I never thought to do that.
Yeah, but remember, too, not only just in your regular ice tray, but in your ice tray that you know, you can do stars, you can do circles. These days, there are
the
a million ice trays.
Okay.
So just make black ice. So it's, you know, so fun. You can do green ice, you can do purple, whatever you're trying to do. Make it in circles. Yeah, I'm just all about mixing it up.
Well, that's why we love you, Marla. You have such great ideas. And if you have any questions on Halloween inspiration, the party goddess is here. And the number is 866-675-6675. 866-675-6675. Tell us what we'll find at thepartygoddess.com.
You're going to find a ton of stuff. You're going to find a lot of party ideas. You're going to find tons of photos of events we've done in the past. You will find great menu ideas. I blog about all kinds of different resources that I love. So, you know, show like this, or hey, here's my latest favorite, you know, cookbook, that kind of stuff.
And Naomi is a former party goddess.
Yes, she. Oh, and you'll find the goddess of the week. So if you go to thepartygoddess.com/blog, you can apply to be
wonderful.
Goddess of the week. You haven't been my goddess of the week.
I would be so honored. Okay.
What is the problem here?
I would love
okay.
to be.
Naomi, can you download the application for Mario? Because we have our new deity of the week for Monday.
I'm on it.
Yeah, every Thanks Monday. So yeah, I love it.
You're on the search for the black vodka?
I am.
Okay, let's say hi to Nancy in Maine. Marley, say hello to Nancy.
Hi, Nancy, do you have a lead for us?
I wish I did. I'm in Maine. I'm a caterer, and okay. I used that black vodka. Actually had a party last year for a young man who lost his job, and we called it the black and blue party. And everything,
hey, great
all
idea.
All the food, all of the liquor, everything was black and blue, and we made black martinis.
Yeah, she awesome. Now, have you been able to find it?
I haven't. You know, in Maine, we can't ship any liquor in, so Ooh. I know that my brother is able to get it in Chicago somewhere, but it's really? Got to be available somewhere.
I have a lead for both you, Nancy, and for Marley.
Okay, tell me.
Alan Katz, Director of Mixology for Southern Wine and Spirits.
He just emailed you? Or
well,
you
he's on it? Living Today every Friday at the cocktail hour. We're going to ask him.
Oh, good. Okay.
We'll put him on the hunt, so make sure that you listen. Sirius 112 XM 157. That's coming up this Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern. It's our cocktail hour. We will ask Alan that question.
Yeah, I would love it because I know we were trying to source it last year, and everybody in my office, maybe because they were just trying not to source it, was like, you can't get it anymore. You can't get it anymore. I'm like, that was the best thing ever invented.
We will have an answer for you.
You know where it was made? It was made in England.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we don't have any issues with England, so it shouldn't be any, like, export drama. Right?
No, I don't think so either, but it has an interesting flavor, and I still have, like, maybe a quarter of a bottle left. And it was just such a fun party.
Yeah.
So when you brought it up for Halloween, I thought, oh, yeah, that makes great sense.
Yeah, well, guard that with your life, that quarter bottle, because that's worth a lot on eBay today.
Thanks so much for your call.
Thank you, Nancy.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Thanks for being part of Living Today. Your questions, your thoughts, or comments, 866-675-6675. For the holidays, say around Christmas, gingerbread houses are a very big part of that.
Yeah.
But you say we could really transition them to Halloween. How can we do
that? I think so. Well, having three kids myself, I always like to keep them occupied, especially, you know, at parties. So I'm good You know, because if the parents aren't going to have fun, if the kids are not having fun, let's face it. But these days, there are so many cute, and they're available everywhere if you don't want to make one yourself. Little gingerbread houses. And you can go so far as having the kids, like, assemble the houses themselves if they're old enough. But if not, you pre-assemble the houses and then have them put all the frosting and stuff and decorate them like haunted houses.
Oh.
So you do, you know, like the crushed Oreo cookies and all the, oh, I love it. Here's my goddess of the week.
Applications. Thank you, Naomi. Okay.
We digress. Anyway, you decorate them like haunted houses, and that can be fun, too, for the kids, because, Mario, you and I, you could do a contest. You can even do it at the office.
Well, that's a good idea. And there are also Halloween candies you can either make or buy that have the little spooky faces on them already.
Yeah, and I love all the fun suckers that mm-hmm. Martha is always making, those really interesting suckers that kind of look like amber, mm-hmm. and then they've got stuff in there. So you can really go to the nth degree.
A creepy, crawly, gingerbread haunted house. Now, illumination. We talked about music, a little bit about food. Illumination. I feel that Halloween really calls for candles.
Yeah, huge. And candlelight is so flattering on everybody. And here's the deal. In our office, you know, we would do events. And just like everybody at home, I'm sure you light the tea lights or the votive candles and stuff. And then they go down about halfway, and then you have all these kind of mangy-looking candles. And so in the past, I'd be like, what are we going to do, like, remelt these? I mean, I'm sure there's...
And how to replenish them in the midstream of the party.
Right. And I'm thinking, okay, there's a Martha Stewart moment in here somewhere. I don't know where it is. But what we did was we would now save throughout the year all these random candles that burn halfway down and use them, pull them out for Halloween, and then use red ones and drip them on top of the white so it looks like blood. And then you've got all these, because you don't want brand new perfect candles at Halloween, right? So have all the scrappy ones everywhere.
It's also very resourceful.
It's very resourceful. It's very green.
And the red is scary enough.
The red is scary enough. And it does look really cool because mm-hmm. you can't figure out how did they get that way. And then stick them in candelabras. I mean, that stuff that you know, funky old candelabras you can get, mm-hmm. you know, from the rental company, or you can also get them from, like, the Goodwill, and have them be mismatched. That's the best part about Halloween to me, is that everything can be mismatched. You don't want anything that's perfect, because it doesn't look right. You know?
So really, what you're saying is many of these items we already have.
Repurpose them. Same thing with costumes. You know, kind of figure out who you want to be for Halloween, and then dig through your treasure chest of stuff, whether it's kid stuff, toys, your neighbor, and really come up with something fabulous. Because those, to me, are the best costumes. Not the ones, I mean, no offense, but not the ones that are like plastic I got at the drugstore. But
do you feel in this year, in this economy, more and more people are swinging toward flea markets and thrift stores?
I think so. And they have great, amazing stuff. I can't tell you. I mean, I get so inspired when I go into places like that. As long as you kind of maybe have an idea in your head, like you think, okay, I'm feeling, you know, I want the whatever kind of outfit, scary outfit. And you have something in the back of your mind and you start just combing through these places, you'll come up with cool stuff.
Do you have already an idea of who you're going to be for Halloween this year?
I've been going back and forth. I'm big on, like, drama this year. Big shocker. But I want, like, drama, scary sequins. So I kind of want long eyelashes and scary drama. Does that make sense?
So a party goddess drama queen look.
Kind of, yeah.
I think it works.
Maybe it's like long black nails. I don't know. I'm not there yet.
But again, the resources are there that you can just pull from what you have.
Yeah, absolutely. I am definitely in the mode of let's be cheap and fabulous. Mm-hmm. Like, I really am enjoying the thing of combing through, whether it's the flea markets or the thrift stores, and just coming up with these great finds, whether it's bracelets or bangles or stuff to enhance it.
What I really enjoy as well about the learning experience with the party goddess Marley Major, who is here. We're talking Halloween, so call and share your thoughts on entertaining and your questions. If you're planning a Halloween party, here's a chance to visit with the party goddess herself, Marley Major. Here's the number, 866-675-6675, and call now and join in the conversation. But I was saying, what I love about your ideas, and they're so rich and affordable and doable, you also include tips, trivia, and history, so you yourself are a font of knowledge of the event and why it's happening, and you can really delight your guests and fill in the blanks, say, for example, your trivia and your information about Halloween.
Okay, can we, like, have a guessing contest to see if Chris knows the answers?
Chris, are you up to a Halloween?
We put Chris on the spot.
Pop quiz.
Just look up. Okay, Chris, back. Can you have the answers in front of you, though?
I have no answers, just my knowledge of Halloween.
Without a net.
Okay, so can we do that? That's my favorite part.
Yes.
Okay.
Do this.
Okay, Mario, are you going or am I going?
You go right ahead.
Okay, who was Halloween brought to us by and why?
Halloween was brought to us by the Celts, right, the Druids, and it was a way of celebrating the end of harvest.
Chris, you have that kind of partially right. So were you cheating?
No, I'm staring at the waveforms on a screen.
Okay, I'm not sure I trust Chris. I can't see a screen. Okay, you're sort of right. It was brought to us by North American immigrants from Europe to celebrate the harvest around the bonfire, share ghost stories, sing and dance, and tell fortunes. But the Celt part is that the Celts thought that the spirits and ghosts roamed the countryside on Halloween night. So that's what I thought maybe you were
cheating. Very good answer, Chris.
Yeah, Chris, actually, I'm going
to
give you
everything I need to know about Halloween I learned from Ghostbusters.
Courtney in Naples, Florida would love to join in the conversation. We would love that too. Courtney, say hello to the party goddess.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. Hi, how are you, Courtney?
Good. I was just listening, and you were getting a costume idea together, being dramatic and scary.
Yeah.
I was Mommy Dearest last year. That was a good one.
Ooh,
how did you achieve that look?
I just bought a wig, mm-hmm. and then I found a dress at Goodwill that was complete sequins and long and fabulous for $5.
Really?
And then I did the makeup and put a hanger in my head. And
oh, the hanger is delicious.
Oh, that was for the no-wire hangers aspect.
Maybe you could do, like, I could do a hanger with a crown or something.
And I'm dying of curiosity. Corny, did you do the Joan Crawford eyebrows?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Oh, and I carried around my little Oscar statue, too.
See, Courtney, I'm
and I love your idea, yeah. Courtney, because it cost you all of how much?
About $15.
Can I say shut up? I know I can't say other words.
You can say she's a candidate for the Party Goddess of,
yeah.
the, of the week.
Shut up. Oh, yeah, Courtney, go to thepartygoddess.com/blog and fill out our, download our application on the top right so that she can be our Goddess of the Week. Yeah, we will.
Oh, we'll do.
We'll feature you as the Mommy Dearest Goddess of the
Courtney,
Week.
Courtney, especially in your costume if you have a photo.
Ooh, Courtney.
No, I do.
Oh, love you, Courtney. Okay, send it in, and when you email it to us, say Marley told me to send this because you're going to get, like, bumped up ahead of the other Goddesses of the Week.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank
goodness.
You very much for your call, Courtney. Happy Halloween to you.
Great idea.
Take care.
And, you know, you can really have a good, I mean, of course you could have a good time with it because it's a great idea, but you could take that wire hanger and you could just, you know, douse it in glitter. I mean, you could really go to town with that.
And just give it all different sources.
Yeah, give it all different sources. And I'm thinking nails and eyelashes.
Yes.
I'm just all about nails and eyelashes right now.
We all are on Halloween, men and women.
Chris is ecstatic with that, yes.
I think if I entertain for Halloween, I will put spiders everywhere.
Yep.
And believe it or not, despite the fact they're creepy, crawly, and scary, Marley Major, the party goddess, says that spiders really are a good thing on
Yeah,
Halloween.
Because it means that, okay, can this be trivia or no, Joe and Tavian?
Go right ahead, and then maybe Naomi and Chris may answer the
Naomi,
question.
Okay, Naomi, Chris, if you get this, Chris, I know you're cheating, okay? Okay.
Okay.
So what is spider, if you see a spider on Halloween, what does it mean?
Your Naomi can answer.
No, Naomi, what do you think? If you see a spider on Halloween,
it's good luck?
I think it means you need to tie your shoes because you've obviously tripped and fallen on the ground.
Oh, my goodness. It's kind of close.
Naomi's right, almost.
Almost, yeah. It means a loved one is thinking about you.
Oh.
And see, you know, Mario, you gave me a good idea. Because remember when you were asking me about, okay, throwing parties, and I said, have this little microcosm of monsters as a theme,
exactly,
or something. You know,
yes.
Kind of this microcosm of the whole big Halloween picture. You could do, and this maybe is going to be my next year's party, I'm going to write all this down, is the whole spider thing, where you do every kind of spider, but think of it as, think of all the interesting things about spiders. Like, spiders consume X amount of billions of insects a day.
You could dress as a Black Widow spider.
Right. But then you could have spiders under glass for the centerpieces. You could have spiders and their prey.
That's
I mean,
a brilliant idea.
It was your idea, so thank you. But I mean, you're the one. That, yeah, you kind of did, but that's okay.
On the television screen, I would imagine too, you could play with the volume down,
yeah.
Scary old B, Z, and Z level scary movies like Attack of the Puppet People.
Yeah,
in the
and that's the fun thing is to, you know, Halloween is just all about the random and the scream and kind of the moans and the. You know, the music and all those things in the background.
But also, you know, your creativity brings us great ideas for the Ghoulade, which we can get the recipe at partygoddess.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We are on the hunt for the black vodka.
Yeah.
We can decorate inexpensively with spiders everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing, as you know, it indicates that someone, a loved one who's maybe passed on, is thinking about you.
Yeah.
And also the fact that...
Did we say passed on?
Well, that's what you're...
I thought it said love. I thought it was just a loved one. Oh, the spirit. Yeah, you're right. It is some dead person thinking happy thoughts.
That's a connection to the other world. And in addition to that, to really know that you can bring elements from other holidays into Halloween, like the gingerbread houses, I think is a brilliant idea and fun and an activity that people could get their hands on.
Yeah, and it's good for adults because, remember, it's just kind of a fun activity. They can get really into it or they don't have to, but all you have to do is supply the houses and then have all kinds of extra little stuff, kind of like decorating a cupcake decorating contest. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just have all the different gummy worms and stuff like that. People can be eating Oreos as they drink their black vodka.
Would you recommend, Marley, that we do start stocking up on what we need, since I am surprised and amazed that it is second in Christmas to holiday spending, that we do start early?
And yes, and the thing is, too, I don't know if you guys have on the East Coast, like Big Lots or Tuesday Morning or those kind of second-hand.
No, they're all over the country, yes.
Yeah, so what I love to do is I start shopping right now at those places, actually for like Halloween, and I start right after Halloween for Christmas and for the holidays. Because here's why. Even if you're just going to supplement, and that's what I do at Halloween, I try to use tons of things that I already have because, you know, you don't want to buy a ton of new stuff initially, but I try to supplement. So I'll go to the random, like, second stores and come up with the one fabulous bejeweled rat, but you don't care because it's only $5. You know what I mean? And so start doing that now because the more you can do it ahead of time, you're not going to stress out. I can't tell you. You start trying to do this 29th of October, and then it's not fun. And I'm all about do what you can ahead of time, relax, have fun, and then enjoy yourself at the party, not, you know, you can be a good hostess. Like
and that. Another costume suggestion, you could come dressed as the party goddess.
Yeah, that would be good. Here, just here, they would come.
Thank you, Marley, for being here. It's great to see you.
Thank you. So good to be here.
And I have just one word for you.
Yes.
Boo.
Boo.
Happy Halloween. ThePartyGoddess.com. I'm Mario Bosquez. This is Living Today. Martha Stewart, Living Radio, Sirius 112 and XM 157. Martha loves Halloween. So do we. We're already getting in the spirit. Thanks, Marley.
Love it.